Hello and welcome back to the Seven Lakes High School podcast. My name is Grace and today I'm sitting down with our drum majors from the Seven Lakes High School marching band. So would y'all like to go around and introduce yourselves?
Howdy, I'm Ben. I'm the head drum major at Seven Lakes.
Howdy, I'm Austin. I'm a senior drum major.
Howdy, I'm Malcolm. I'm a junior drum major.
Howdy, I'm Linda. I'm a junior drum major.
Howdy, I'm Ginger, and I'm also a junior drum major.
I like that we've committed to the howdy right off the bat.
That's kind of a thing. We kind of like that.
You just like that. Y'all are just cool.
If you ask anyone in band, they'll know. We say howdy all the time.
Just so our audience knows, so we can get this out of the way, what is a drum major? What does the drum major do?
Okay, well, I feel like what people see when they watch a marching band performance or like rehearsals or whatever is just that we stand on the podiums and we conduct, which, you know, wave our arms around and give people the beat so the band is all playing together, et cetera. But that's like so little of like what we actually do. That's like not.
Yeah.
Yeah. The job, a lot of what people see is us conducting, except for the band, because a lot of them don't actually look at us, even though they're supposed to. But that's pretty much the role that people like outside of the program will see, and what a lot of people in the band, they just think that we kind of just conduct. But a lot of what we do is actually behind the scenes. We try to keep rehearsals running without any, and when anyone in the band doesn't really see what we're doing, but we're just doing it so that the band succeeds. It's more about them succeeding rather than them noticing that we're doing anything.
Yeah.
Before I became a drum major, I don't think I like knew exactly what it is that they do. Because a lot of it is like running the metronome. Electronics is huge. We have the microphones and the tripods and the speakers. And like, because there's a lot of electronics that have to be out there for every single rehearsal, every single competition. They go on the buses. We're going to have to take them with us to San Antonio, that kind of thing. Like, we always have that kind of like logistical aspect of it, I guess. And then also just like with the people, like learning people's names. People just like come to us and ask us questions that we have no idea what the answer is, and we just kind of have to like make it up or ask the directors, because they just like assume, oh, the drum majors know everything. No.
Yeah. Well, you said something about how you have to set up equipment for like the competitions and everything, and how they're all like the tripods and everything. Would y'all like to speak a little bit about the competition season so far and kind of what y'all have done?
We've been to a lot of different competitions already this season and have kind of grown accustomed to like going to warm-ups, having a fun but like yet concentrated and like focused kind of like tone and attitude. And there's only kind of been one competition where we weren't really locked in and it kind of showed, but we've kind of like done a lot more at rehearsals, made sure everybody knows our main goal at every competition, and that's kind of made us get better and have an outstanding show and performance every time.
Definitely. And one thing about like being locked in that kind of goes in, something reminded me of just rehearsals. Rehearsal etiquette at the start of the season was not so great. The band was very not organized.
Seeing some and side eye at the table.
It's still not very great.
We've improved. That's what matters.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. We definitely improved. And with these last couple of weeks with state coming up, I feel like more of the rehearsals, people kind of have an idea of what we're trying to go for. I think it's definitely helped improve our performance over the season.
Guys, you want to talk about the new metronomes that we got?
We did get new metronomes.
Last year, we had these janky metronomes that would like break, and you would run it, and you would do absolutely nothing, and it would just stop working.
And then it would make the weirdest sound ever.
Yes.
Last year, when I was a junior drum major, pretty much all I would do was the metronome. And all we had were these really old speakers called Long Rangers. And they were awful. They were so broken. They were like 18 years old, so they were just as old as like the seniors were. And and these speakers, they would just break. And then every single time I would be on the podium doing the metronome, anytime it would break, the entire band would just turn around and look at me, and the directors would act like it was like my fault. But the and like sometimes it was my fault. But the speakers, they were so shoddy and they just would break a lot. And then we were using them this season, and so like Malcolm and Linda had to use them a lot. And I think especially Malcolm had to witness them break a lot.
Malcolm had bad karma.
The wires, like, the new meds we have are Bluetooth, so you don't have to worry about a wire coming unplugged, but we'd have to stress about these bent wires that don't actually, they're not, like, non-functional wires plugged into your phone, plugged into the Met, and then they would come unplugged, or they would, like, slightly rotate in a direction.
Yes. Yeah. We had to, like, label them, like, this one doesn't work. This one works sometimes.
Like, and depending on, like, the importance of the rehearsal, you'd get the good working wire or the bad working wire.
At the end of using long rangers, we only had one that actually worked.
And finally, the directors realized, oh, we need to get more Mets. Like, this is not sustainable.
Yeah, it took a lot of convincing for them to buy some new ones. And then now the new ones work really well. And they look kind of like handbags. So
they
look really cool.
Whenever Linda has one, she's like walking in the back like she's in the mall or something.
Okay, well, you have to, so when you're running the metronome, you have to follow behind the drum line because they're in the back of the field. Mm-hmm. So you're holding this really, really heavy speaker and you just have to kind of like walk around for like the entire rehearsal. And it's like not the most thrilling thing you've ever done. And so having a strap on the new Mets is really great.
Yeah, well, the new metronomes definitely make running rehearsal a lot easier and less embarrassing for us.
Dude, that's facts, because then they won't shank you.
So what, y'all are about to go to state, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what comes before state? Can you remind me the order of the...
So right before state, we have area. And then to get to area, there's region. And to make it to area from region, you need to get, you need to score ones, isn't it? All ones.
It's all ones or mostly.
You need to
ones.
Sweepstakes ones at region to go to area. And so that's basically the process. You have UIL region, then UIL area, and just UIL state, just like it is for like region band or region art, I think does the same thing, kind of.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all had area. How did area go?
Area was definitely one of our like best performances. Everyone, after the comps or after a run we always meet up with the directors and they ask us to give us a thumbs up, thumbs to the middle, thumbs down. And I feel like at area, most people had a thumbs up and a lot of people had their personal best runs in like the finals run of area.
The good thing about area is it's at Legacy Stadium 2, which is kind of like our home turf of KDISD because we have most of our competitions at Legacy. So it's really good to like know the field, know the crowd and all that stuff, and we have a lot of support at every competition we've been to.
Yeah, at area, so the directors, they basically know if it was a quote-unquote good or bad run based on, like, the front drum major's opinions, because especially I'm right on the 50. I'm, like, splitting the 45 and the 50-yard line, so I can hear and witness everything if it's going wrong. And so usually based on my opinion and then Ginger and Austin's opinion, the directors, they kind of get a good idea on like what the run actually was because they can sometimes have a biased opinion. But so area at both runs, I was like, oh, these were both really good runs. Like these, they were really clean. They were, well, the music was clean. I can't look at the drill cause I have to stare at the drum line, but the music was really good from what I heard. But our region performance was probably our worst performance that we've ever had.
Okay, because I did hear people talking about that.
Area was like a lot better than region just because it was formed as an actual competition, and region was just like an after school kind of, we're going to Legacy Stadium and performing, which I think a lot of people lost focus, especially during warm up, which is why we did so bad.
Was
not
region,
so bad, but
was region the one where I heard people saying like, oh my gosh, Tompkins beat us, how did we let that
happen? No, that was area.
No, guys, Tompkins came out of nowhere. How did that? Okay,
it's because they're visually very clean and they have a lot of synchronized choreography, which from the one performance we saw after it was a post-game performance at a football game, it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, their show is very nice.
Their show is very nice. And it's part, like, what makes a marching show good is, like, the design of it, which is completely out of students' hands, right? Then there's the execution in terms of music and visual. So we've got good music. It was written well. The show design is great. We're executing music pretty well, but the visual side of things is where we tend to lose points and just kind of get taken over by more visually talented bands, because that's one of our weak points as of right now.
Yeah,
I think y'all are better.
Visually,
thank you.
Visually, our drill this year is a lot harder than it normally is, and I feel like the level of our underclassmen has I don't know if I can say that, but I feel like in the last kind of 4 years,
COVID and everything, because
COVID,
and people
COVID and a lot of other influences socially kind of affected people's level, and I feel like that kind of influenced everyone's like readiness to be able to
kind of react. Now you have a lot of kids in the band who kind of started to learn their instruments like on Zoom and everything. Yeah. And I think there are places like in the classroom where you can see the effects of
COVID.
That period of time.
Yeah, I feel like most of the motivation isn't there and like they don't have any
of
it.
But also it's like there's a larger proportion of underclassmen, which makes it harder to like balance, you know, learning and I don't know.
But on top of all those difficulties, I think this year's leadership team is really, really good and is
and that's important.
Yeah, it's definitely managing all the underclassmen very well.
Yeah. So outside of competitions, y'all have activities. Y'all have BOCO and Blimpix and all. Do you want to speak about that a little bit?
Yeah. The band council is responsible for planning like those sort of events. A lot of people think it's the drum major team, which kind of goes along with like people ask us questions and we don't know the answers.
I think it's also influenced because me and Ginger are both on the band council and we're also drum majors. So they kind of see us and they just think that we know everything when we don't always know everything.
People always used to ask Malcolm who the section of the week was, because even though that's a band council decision, and everyone just thought Malcolm knew who the section of the week was because it's a surprise at the end of each week. That was just a goofy, like, that was many weeks in a row.
So just a little plug right here. BOCO's actually on November 11th.
What?
So me and Ginger are working on planning that with the rest of the band council.
Yeah.
And just Blimpix and BOCO just takes a lot of planning and a lot of kind of strategically deciding how much money we're going to spend on each because we have a very small funding.
We have very small funding.
And do you want to let people know like what BOCO is and why BOCO is a thing?
Okay, yeah. Well, BOCO is Band Hoco because every once in a blue moon, we can't go to homecoming because we have a competition that night.
Once in a blue moon?
Maybe every other year.
It's been every other year in my time in high school. But still, it's a lot of people prefer BOCO to HOCO. I'm not going to like, you know, put a general blanket statement on that. But I think that it's kind of fun to do a dance that's just band. Like, you know everyone there.
Yeah.
You know, like you have more of a say in the planning. And
so it's like HOCO, but it's smaller because it's like the group of people that you know.
Totally. So we call it BOCO, and we just host it after the season when we're all kind of, like, alive again.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in addition to BOCO, I know I already mentioned Blimpix. So do y'all want to – what is Blimpix? When does that happen? What does it look like?
So Blimpix is near the end of summer band. It's basically the band Olympics, and we have a bunch of sports and competitions that each section goes against other sections to see which section is – the best in all of the categories. And this year we had tug of war and the rope was not up to the normal standard. So when the seniors and juniors played against each other, it kind of snapped.
Oh.
So we just have two tug of wars now and we still need to get the video from the security footage, but that was pretty funny. That was
the juniors still
a
won,
nice
though.
Experience.
No, the juniors won.
Let's not get it twisted. No.
The seniors lost it for sure.
Y'all felt like the opposite.
They fell harder.
We fell harder because we were pulling.
Pulling harder, but still failed.
I think
Linda, you're
won.
In physics.
You too, Ben.
We're gonna pull the footage, okay, and we'll get like a final say.
Interesting.
Yeah, Mr. Mays will be the judge.
What section do you think is the best?
Saxes.
The flutes.
The drum majors, obviously, God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the drum majors.
We're not a section in Blimpix. We should do it next year.
Okay, well, Blimpix is fun because every section wears a different color. So if you go back and like look at pictures, it's like big, massive red, big, massive yellow. And it's just kind of fun because people get really into it.
It's also cool because like it's kind of the start of the season and you're kind of getting to know everyone. So it's a bunch of team bonding and it kind of forms the section for the whole season. And it's like really cool to see that.
Yeah. And it's wonderful that like band is such like a wonderful little community for y'all and you have all these friends and you kind of have like this group of people who you spend so much time with because I know y'all rehearse like how many hours a week?
On my Common App I wrote 35.
What the heck? That's crazy.
I did that too.
It's a good number. Good number.
Well, when you count football games and competitions on the weekends, like
the time is literally 24 hours.
So. Didn't we have like a
It's a 12-hour day almost.
No, what did we have? Our first competition was like
our first competition. Like we had to We had to be at school at 3:30, and then we got home at like 12:30.
I thought it was my closer to 1:30.
Like closer to 1:30.
So late.
We had a football game before that, so it was
football games are another like bonding, you know, but also like time.
Investigate the abuse of the band kids.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Much to be investigated, but. Thank you so much for coming down today, taking time out of your obviously very busy schedules
to be
on the podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Seven Lakes High School podcast, and we hope to see you next time. So would you like to introduce yourselves before we go, just one last time?
I'm Ben Bush. I'm the head drum major.
I'm Austin Hassman. I'm a senior drum major.
I'm Malcolm Belcher. I'm a junior drum major.
I'm Linda Law. I'm a junior drum major.
I'm Ginger Hickman, and I'm a junior drum major.
And I'm Grace Abercrombie. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Seven Lakes High School podcast, and we hope to see you next time.
Or let's do an end of applause or last. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Last.
Should I say the last thing again?
Yeah. Okay. Grace is going to make an ending comment, and then let's just have the whole class applaud.
And I'm Grace.